This is ABQ's recording for Maseches Chagiga, Daf Ches Amid Aleph. We are on Ches Amid Aleph, the second line from the top, the middle of the line, Omar Mar. We're going back to the Mishnah about bringing a Korban Chagiga on Yantif. Beis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel says, Min HaMeiser, you can bring the Korban Chagiga that is brought on Yantif can be brought from Meiser Sheni money. Meaning it doesn't need to be chulin money that you are now designating for it, because this is not necessarily a chova. Amai, so I asked the Gemara, why is this so? Davar shebechovah, this is a chova. You are obligated to bring this korban chagiga. Davar shebechovah in a ba'elam and a chulin. We already established on Dav Zion that any matter that is a chiyuv must be brought from chulin money. And you can't take money that was Meiser Sheni money that already had Kedusha on it and use it for a korban that's a chiyuv. You have to use that for a korban that you're choosing to bring. So Amar Ula answers Bi Tofel. So he says, he's saying that this money that he's using is not the entire money that he's using for the korban. Rather, he is being mitzaref that money together with other chulin monies, and he is buying it with that. So he's saying that Beis Hillel allows you to take money that is Meiser Sheni money and join it together with Chulin money in order to be Yotzei Yer Chiyuv. So now comes along the Gemara, try to explain this process. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya says, how do you join these monies together? Toflin behema lebehema. So what do? You can join together an animal that was bought with Meiser Sheni money together with an animal that was bought with chulin money, and then you can bring the two of them as your korban chagiga, meaning you're actually using the Meiser Sheni money to buy a full korban, and you're using chulin money to buy a second korban, and those two korbanas should be yotzei for your korban chagiga. Vein toflin mos lamos. However, you can't buy one animal with half Meiser Sheni money, half chulin money. That's not allowed. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Just the opposite. Toflin mos lemos, vein toflin behema lebehema. You join together the money with chulin money and you buy one behema with it, but you don't take some of the money to buy one behema and then chulin money to buy a second behema in order to be yotzei with mos, use your Meiser Sheni money in that way. That's not acceptable. So this is a machlokes, how to learn pshat in Ula. Is it talking about that he actually bought two animals, one with the Meiser Sheni money and one with the chulin money? Or is it that he used half of the money to buy, half of the money was Meiser Sheni money and the other half of the money was chulin money? That is the machlokes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. So Tanya Kabasi de Chizkiya. The Gemara quotes a brisa which supports Chizkiya and Tanya Kabasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan as well. Tanya Kabasi de Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll quote the Rabbi Yochanan one first. So it says, Masas, it's written in the Parsha, which describes this, bringing the Korban Shlamim. So it says it's bringing it as a tribute, as Malamich Adam Mevi Chovaso Min Hachulin. Right? So it's teaching us that you have to bring any obligation that as it's a tribute that you're offering up on your own, not money that you already were chayav to use for Gavoa anyway. And how do I know that if you want to mix in, you can mix in? Sounds like you're mixing money with Meiser Sheni money with the chulin money. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Talmud Lomar, Kasher Yivarechecha, Hashem Elokecha. You can do it according to the bracha that Hashem gave you, meaning you can use what Hashem gave you, you can use what Hashem didn't give, you know, basically you can do with it what you will. So that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that you can be tofel the monies together. Tanya Kavasi de Chizkiya, and there's a brisa that sounds like Chizkiya, Masas, when it says that you're using the tribute korban. Malamich Adam mevi chovaso min achulin. And it teaches you that you have to use chulin money because it's a chiyuv. Veisham ayomrim yom rishon min achulin mikan vayelach min amaiser. So Beishamai says the carbon you're bringing on the first day, meaning your first carbon chagiga, that has to be from chulin money. Every other carbon chagiga you want to bring, that could be from meiser money. And Beisilo says no, not even the first day. Achila rishona, the animal that you're going to use, the carbon shlum you're going to use for your first meal, that has to be from chulin. Mikan ve'elach min ha'meiser. and the rest could be used for Meiser Sheni. So he says, in the rest of the Yantif, you don't even have to bring a carbon shlom. You could just use your Meiser Behema, and obviously anything that's a higher level of Kedusha, because the whole animal had to be brought for that purpose. And obviously you can use Meiser Sheni money at that point. So basically, if you take Shita's base Hillel, what are we saying? That you have enough money, let's say you need to buy more than one animal because you have a big family to feed. So you want to offer one carbon shlamim from chulin money. That will be your first meal's worth. And then the second carbon shlamim you're going to offer up from Meiser Sheni money. So that sounds exactly like the case of Chizkiyah, where he's saying that you can, when it says that you can use Meiser money in the Mishnah, it's referring to Tofel Behema Le Behema and not Mos Le Mos. You're not talking about taking one animal and mixing the money from Meiser and Chulin money together. B'yom Tov, my time alo. So why wouldn't you be able to use Meiser Behema on Yantiv itself? Amravashi. Rashi explains, Dilma Asi La Surei B'Yantif, because we're afraid he's going to separate Meiser Behema on Yantif itself. The Efshar La Aser B'Yantif, Mishum Sakarta, and the reason you can't separate Meiser Behema on Yantif is because they use the red paint. Part of the process is that you take a stick and you put the red paint on the stick, and then you label the 10th animal as they all pass by you, and you count them 1 through 10. My mashma dahai masas lishna de chulinu. So, all right, the word masas, I translated as a tribute. I don't know, that was some fancy translation I saw somewhere. So, why do we assume that if it's called a tribute, that means it has to be chulin money? Because it says that Achashverosh put a tax, a tribute on the land, and that was their own money that they were giving to the king. So too, when it says masas, you have to be your own money that you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, next, we said, Yisrael, Yotzin Yidei Chavasim in the Dharma Dabas. When I was talking in the Mishnah about Simchas Yantiv, you could be Yotze by eating any type of carbon that you wanted a volunteer to bring. And you can be Yotze Simchas Yantiv with that. Tana Rabban, it says the following, Braisa, V'samachta B'chagecha L'rabos Kol Minei Smachos L'Simcha. And when it says v'samachta v'chagecha, it's including all types of ways to be mismeach yourself. Mikan amru chachamim, Yisrael yotzin yidei chavasim in adar medavos v'maiser behema. So this is, from here, we understood, the chachamim understood, that the Yisrael, meaning non-kohanim, they can be yotzei with voluntary korbanos, maiser behema, etc. V'kohanim v'chatas v'ashem v'chor v'chaz v'shok. And kohanim can even be yotzei with parts of the korban chatas v'ashem that they're allowed to eat, with the bechor of a behemah tahora that's given to them, the chaz of a shok of somebody else's carbon shlama that's given to them. Yachol afba opos menachos, I might think you could even be yotzei with a bird carbon or a carbon mincha, a flower carbon, talmud lomar v'samachta b'chagecha. So it says in the Torah, v'samachta b'chagecha, lashon chag, and going over to chesamid beis now, misha chagiga ba'o mehem. So you can only be yotzei simchas yantif with the same type of thing that constitutes a carbon chagiga, yatsu elu, but it's excluding these types of things, meaning birds or carbon mincha, that ain chagiga ba mehem, because you can't bring the carbon chagiga from these types of substances. So it's dafka has to be a behema and not an oaf or a carbon mincha. Okay, we're almost at the Mishnah, but we're going to hold here. We'll continue Bezras Hashem next time.